Are you sure they're humans? Gareth asked Tess. Taman thought his father sounded more excited than scared. I'm sure, Tess said. They're riding wherries. By the rains. People. How long has it been? Tess looked over her shoulder at her son. Taman, coil the rope and pack up the harness. Then go and hide behind one of the big boulders until we call you out. Two broad-shouldered men rode toward his parents on wherries. They reined in a short distance away before one of them kicked his mount forward.
We meet in peace,
the larger, white-haired stranger said.
Trade brings civilization to the waste, Gareth said. It's good to see humans after so long. We haven't seen people in, what, 5 years? What are you, rovers?
The stranger nodded and made a grunt of assent as he dismounted from the back of his wherry and approached Gareth's parents.
Can I call my brother forward?
The rover asked. Without waiting for a reply, he turned and gave a short wave. The second rover dismounted and led his wherry forward.
Wait, Tess said. We haven't worked out the terms of this meeting.
The second rover continued to approach.
Please tell your brother to wait, Gareth said.
Gareth and Tess took a step back. Taman's fascination became something altogether different as the realization struck him with force. His parents were afraid. Uncertain, Taman stood just behind them.
Where's your homestead?
The tall leader asked.
Can't be far. You don't have supplies with you. You even brought your brat.
The rover's eyes flickered to Taman. Gareth and Tess continued to walk backwards, never taking their eyes off the two rovers. The brothers spread out, bringing their mounts with them. Taman heard a whisper, like the hiss of a snake, and the white-haired rover suddenly held a shining sword. Gareth and Tess continued to increase the distance between themselves and the rovers.
What do you want?
We can trade,
Gareth said.
We have nothing to trade,
the white-haired rover said, his lips thinned.
But we need your food and water.
Gareth held his weapon defensively in front of him. Tess drew an arrow to her ear.
My wife's an expert shot,
Gareth said.
Neither of you have bows.
He met the eyes of the tall leader.
You'll be the first to go.
Under her breath, Tess whispered, Taman, climb down the cliff. Go. As soon as she finished speaking, a flash of motion saw an arrow shaft sprout from her cheek and lodge itself in her skull. Taman screamed. He heard his father roar, and a strong hand shoved him. Taman broke into a run. He took short, sharp breaths as he raced for the cliff, but he couldn't stop himself looking over his shoulder. He saw his mother lying completely still on the ground. A third man revealed himself from behind one of the boulder stacks, bow in hand. A second arrow darted through the air, aimed at Gareth.